Mike to come up. We've been talking for six weeks, month now. I know that something's been burning on his heart, and he's just been waiting for the right time, and so he feels led to share that today. So I want to invite you up, Michael.
A good while back, I asked a question to the Lord. I says, do you approve of your church? With that, I'm going to leave that alone right now. And this here was a while back. So the Lord gave me a vision. I spoke a while back about the body of water, how it was stagnated. And then the Lord said that he looked down there, he could see life, and he was pouring out his wells of his living water into that body of water. That was the end of that vision at that time. But the Lord gave me extension of that there, and I'm going to share that with you a little bit later. But also with that there, he led me to a dream. And this is not my dream. This is another person's dream. But when I came upon this dream, it was like the Lord just put me right in that place, right then and there. I can't explain it to you, but everything was so vivid and so live. And so when I speak, it's going to be spoken of what I saw along with that person's dream. It started out, it was in the operating room. I looked around, and I could see on the far wall there was two nurses over there, and they were busy attending to their job, what they had to do, whatever they were doing. They looked, and they went back to what they were doing. I also looked at the operating table down there, and there was a person sitting there on a stool. He looked, and he went back to his business. So as this person and I was looking, we could look at the operating table there, and we looked. It was strange. Instead of on where the pillow's supposed to be on the head, there was a big hole. We looked at each other and says, that's a little different there. All of a sudden, then, the operating door opened up. These two men were carrying in this other man. The man looked normal. He was dressed in jeans and a shirt, but he couldn't function. He couldn't walk. He couldn't move by himself. And the two men had him underneath each arm, and then they led him over to the operating table, and they lifted him up, and they put him face down. So now we know what that hole in the operating table was for his face to be down there. Just then, those two men, they left the operating room. And we both looked at the man on the table there, and we could see that his shirt was open wide, like split down the middle. And we could look, and we could see from the great wound from the top of his head to his hips was just a great open wound. And we looked, and we says, that man has no backbone. We just stared for each other for a period of time. Then all of a sudden, the door opened up again, and here come these two men coming in. They had a skeleton of a backbone coming in. They laid that backbone on that man. And instantly, as that backbone was in that man's body, it was instantly healed. I got ahead of myself, but when that man come in, he was all decrepit. He had no strength, no power. He just couldn't function at all. And we thought that he was an old person. Now to continue on, that soon as the backbone was put in and everything was healed, that man jumped up off the table, and he wasn't an old man after all. He was full of strength and revival. And then the Lord spoke the word that I'm going to hold off for a while because there's something else that I want to explain to you. This is going to take a little bit of time here because he gave me a lot, and he gave me a period of time to do this, and he kept laying this on my heart, and it had been heavy on my heart for a long time. So a lot of you might think, not all of you, some might think, well, it's only a vision. It's only a dream. What did God's word said? In the last days, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. My young men would see visions. My old men would have dreams. That's the word of the Lord. With that being said, he gave, put upon my heart for the last 2 months, his word, a confirmation. And it's Ezekiel 37, the vision of dry bones. I want to read 10 verses out of this here because it has a lot to say. The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out of this, brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. Then he caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were many, many in the open valley. Indeed, they were very dry. He said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? So I answered, O Lord God, you know. Again he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will put sinew on them, bring flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and suddenly a rattling of the bones came together, bone to bone. Indeed, as I looked, the sinew and the flesh came upon, and the skin covered over them, and there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded, and breath came upon them, and they lived, and they stood up in their feet as an exceeding great army. That's what he wants to say, show us. He's bringing life to us. He needs his army to standing up. Now, after the vision or the dream, he gave a word, and I'm going to read what the Lord said. He says, I, the Lord, my church has appeared to be old and decrepit, fallen into ruins and despair. But I have brought you to a season of restoration. This is what the Lord's doing. He's bringing us to restoration. I have prepared this moment. I have put a backbone in my church, my ecclesia, and they shall stand up straight, strong, vital, courageous, and revolutionized. This will change everything. We will advance and prevail. Hear the word of the Lord. There's one other thing that the Lord, and it's only the Lord that did this here. He showed me a newspaper article, and the title is, God is Moving by His Spirit. I'm just going to read a little bit of it, not completely all of it, but just hit the main highlights of it. It says, this story has been a long time coming, but it seems that every time a chapter is finished, we find that it's only the beginning. In fact, no one seems to know where or when the whole thing began. In the beginning, if a beginning had to be given in this story, I suppose it would lie in the hopes and the prayers of some faithful prayer warriors who nearly 2 years ago asked God to pour out his Holy Spirit on the children of the church and the community. Despite seemingly endless streaks of no results, these people clung to a repeated prophecy that God would shower our young people with his Holy Spirit. Okay, it goes on to say, since the fall of 1970, when the first fruits began to appear, Literally hundreds of people, adults and teens alike, have entered the church to leave a new light, leave with a new life. It will take hours to cite every miracle, every healing, and infilling of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, only a few cases will be mentioned. Behind these lie many more, just as real and exciting. And he goes on, he says, drugs was the biggest part in a community. He says, the main thing that the Lord was saying, that he was moving by his Spirit. This outpouring will be upon all flesh, he says. Mighty moving of the Spirit that the world has ever known. This is happening. Okay, and it goes on to continue to say how many received the Lord at that time. Showed how many were baptized in the Spirit, about the healings and everything else. But what I want to say right now is what the Lord really spoke to me and showed me. He says, just as I poured out my Spirit back then, 52 years ago, and that pouring out of that Spirit happened right here in this church 52 years ago. This is what God's talking about. He moved back there 52 years ago. What the Lord's saying now, he says, what you've seen back then was just a partial thing of what I'm going to do. He says, just like a tip of an iceberg. You could just see the top. You cannot see the underneath. What I am about to do right now, he says, is expose and reveal that which is underneath. The Lord said, he says, remember I said before, you will see the greatest display of my glory, my anointing, and my power he is releasing right now. That's what the Lord is saying. There was a lot more to this here. And I spent many days with tears about the church. He laid it on my heart. And he is faithful. He said he's coming back for a church, a glorious church, without spot, wrinkle, and blemish. He will do it. It's not in us, but he will do it. Give him the honor and glory.
Thank you, Mike, for sharing. So as we move forward in the eschatological framework of God, whatever that is, the greatest of these is love. Father, we thank you for the privilege of being called your sons and daughters. Lord, as everyone has said, may our eyes be open to your beauty. May our eyes be open to your character and nature. May we truly express and exemplify you in ways that are pleasing to you. And when we find, not just in here, Lord, when we are out in the real world, when we're out there in the place and the people that you love and you died for, we thank you, Father, that you said you were going to build your church and the gates of hell wouldn't prevail against it. Thank you for the privilege of being called light, your light. Thank you for the privilege of being called salt, your salt. And may this church that was always prayed, Lord, may it always be a soul-saving station and a hospital for the sick. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day in the Lord.